This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good, the bad, the ugly, the indifference, it's all part of our discussion here every day. We're reaching out to grab your ears and see what we can get put into your brain through your ears. And you got that experience. It's easier to do it on a radio program because your eyes are not involved. So perhaps you're driving and you can listen and learn, participate one way or another, help yourself to the DJV experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, Lou Lerner. Somebody who listens to us commenting on Facebook. I was just checking out the Facebook page for DJV, the DJV show. Why does Doug refer to the undocumented immigrants as illegals? Because they are. Because they are here in this country illegally. What is the question? I don't understand. I do understand the question, but I don't understand the question. Undocumented, it's a word. These are words. And they make people feel better about themselves. If they're undocumented, then they feel better about themselves instead of being called what they are. They're illegals. They're here in this country illegally. They could document themselves. They could be legal. All you got to do is go through the system. There are plenty of people. Whenever somebody comes to this country, they don't come in a vacuum. They come because they know somebody. Their family is here. They have friends. They have the experience of knowing what can happen when they come here and leave their country. It's much better here. And so that's why all the money in the world, I was having a conversation with a guy yesterday in the money business, and he said, do you ever wonder why our stock market is at 20,000? What's the economic uses? It's okay, but it's not great. So why is the money flowing into the stock market? And the answer is simple. Because everybody else, their economy in the in China, Russia, no matter where, they use the word. Yeah. Thank you for helping me use the word better than the S-U-C-K-S. Their economies are not good. So America has these companies that are providing riches to those who have come up with ideas and they have been able to carry them through. There are people who invest in these companies. And they get returns for showing how intelligent they are to have invested. The money here is safe and secure, more so than any other country on the planet. That's why people put their money in the stock market. That's why it's going up and up and up. So, anyway, I say that because I feel that we have all these people who have come here, and they figured out how to get in. And we had, for those of you who want to listen to hour number three, or is it hour, what's this? This is hour number five. Okay, hour number three? Yeah,
four.
That would have been the hour. Was it hour
between
four?
Three okay. And five, it's four.
Anyway, yeah. Earlier on today, listen to the archives, a discussion about, and this is what this gentleman was referring to, me talking about the illegals that are coming here and working in the fields and what there is that we could do to enhance having people who are doing other things. I came up with teachers, but I also have this fellow that is living on my farm who has a seasonal job as an engineer, and he wants to work on the farm in the summertime. I'm happy to have him. And so there are these opportunities. If you really want to work, if you don't want to work because we made it so easy, you know, they want to tax those people who are creating the jobs to give to people who don't want to do anything. That's ridiculous. You don't move ahead that way, I don't think. So I hope, Mr. Lerner, I answered your question. They are referred to as illegals because they are. If you would like to discuss it further, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Ladies, did I leave anything out?
No.
No, I think you did a good job.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
The I'm interested
anytime.
In... yeah, okay, you're welcome. Yes, thank you. The AAA has... I belong to the AAA. First time I ever joined a group like that, and I thought we ought to both have a card. She has a card. He has a card. It's a she and he deal. And I was looking at their magazine. Do you know what they do for college students to encourage them to do well in their grades? If you get a 3-point average or a 3.5 or a 4, you have a different insurance rate. So if you do anything over a 3-point, it's worth this kind of a discount. 3.5, more discount. 4-point, even more of a discount. I didn't know that.
You
knew that?
Insurance companies do that, too. Yeah,
they do?
I was in college. I had a really,
I didn't know that.
I had a good student discount as well. Yep.
Yeah. Really? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and they give you discounts, too, if you're part of honor societies. So, and I guess you can only get in those if you have good grades and good standing in school. So, yeah, you can get big discounts if you're, I think, part of...
See, I think that's the way the system should work. Don't you think everything should be incentivized?
Right.
That's a perfect way to get people to... If you want to have... I don't think kids should have cars at school, but if you have them... I had one when I was a senior in college, and I just thought at that time that I was lucky to have it, and... But there were so many other people who had them. And then there was this experience that you went through. I went to school in Ohio, Midwest, lots of sort of narrow, windy, flat roads. And I saw this stat, and I wondered how many of you were thinking about how difficult it is to give teenagers a car. People now get their children a car as soon as they get their license. I don't even begin to understand how that works. Because last year... In 5,000 different circumstances, youngsters, teenagers, who had just been within 100 days of getting their license, were killed in automobile accidents. 5,000 of them. So why would you give, unless you're so damn lazy, you don't want to, well, I have my child has to go here, there, I don't want to drive him anywhere, so I got in my car. Really? That's the smart thing to do? I don't think so. It isn't the smart thing to do from my point of view.
But there are, you know, if both parents are working and, you know, and the kid has an after-school job or has other after-school things, if you trust your own child to be in charge of his or her own vehicle as opposed to riding around with maybe a less responsible friend who has a car, I could see some parents making that argument, you know, my kid is a better driver than, you know, his friends may be. So... you know, I think it depends on the kid, and each situation is different.
Call me old-fashioned.
Yeah, my parents were happy. My parents were excited when I could drive, because then they didn't have to take me to school.
Well, see, I think that's selfish.
Well, you know, it's not, because I lived in a divorced household. And my mom would have to go to work. She was a school teacher herself, so we had to be at the same place, basically at a different place, but at the same time. Before that, I would be carpooling with a friend of mine.
Right. I don't know. It just seems maybe I'm just showing my attitude toward. I mean, I think children deserve respect and responsibility, and they earn it. If you just get your license, okay, here's your car. They haven't earned.
Well, I had to pay for my car. I mean, my parents let me drive my car.
But did you get it at 16?
I bought my own car at 16.
Yeah, what's the problem here that people are getting cars paid for that kids are getting cars from their parents or that they're driving themselves around
it. Because they think I think it's a little of both. Frankly, one goes with the other.
Because I feel like, for me, I feel like, so I got my license at 16, and I think that's when a lot of people get them. And if you don't have a car to drive around, then how do you ever get better? How do you get that experience?
Use mom and dad's car. When they're not using it?
Okay, but that doesn't change I feel like we're having two different conversations here because a lot of kids died in the first 100 days of getting their license, but that doesn't matter what car they're driving.
No, I'm not suggesting that... No, that don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that that goes hand in hand with the other thing. I'm just thinking that there are a lot of people who have not earned the right... Just because you have a license, that doesn't mean you should be able to drive because... Most of the time, unless, you see, we come from a different
era.
I learned how to drive on the farm, and so I could handle depth perception. I'm watching defensively as I'm driving because I learned how to look out for things when I was driving the cornfield with a tractor or a hay bale.
Because
in my way, I learned how to dodge them.
A lot of
I'm giggling
don't.
A little bit here because I followed Doug once, and you're a horrible driver. I was behind you, and we went literally like the Griswolds around Big Ben like 4 times because he was so distracted talking to someone in the car. So you even got out of the car and were laughing and approached Bob Kay and me and said, oh, all right, I'm sorry. You know, we were just
Jimbo
following
Hannon
you aimlessly.
And I. Bimbo Ann and I were having a very intelligent, important conversation.
But you weren't paying attention to anything on the road, is my point. So I don't know how much you learned on the
phone. I didn't run into anybody. You sound like Meredith now. Meredith says the same thing. Every time I get in the car and I drive, she says, oh, my God. And then, but I still drive. But, oh, my God, I'm going to get killed. Look out for that car over there on your right.
Well, I
I'm
share
very
her opinion,
aware of my,
being someone behind you and seeing it firsthand.
Nah, I'm a very
I just think it's funny that you're like, well, all these other people are idiots. I learned how to drive on the farm. Everybody, now we're getting bird's eye view that maybe your driving wasn't so great, Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had any accidents. Where am I?
Now, you didn't, but the people behind you?
Yeah.
When does this become, wait a second, this sounds like an unfair attack.
This is your own can of worms that you opened.
My ability to drive. I have driven big things, little things. I have done driving.
I remember one summer
country,
when you were driving some of that farm equipment. And
yeah.
Let's see, what happened? We had how many chickens that got killed and a couple of rabbits. Remember that summer?
Well, that hasn't got anything to do with when I'm mowing hay, what's in the field I can't see.
You mowed down chickens and a rabbit?
And a bunch of other stuff.
I think that summer I ran over a deer, too.
A deer,
oh,
that's right.
So
I just remember a whole menagerie of items fell in Doug's path.
He took out a whole level of the food chain, and he claims he's a good driver.
This is going to be a nice conversation, giving people some information, and now it's an attack on the host.
And it was so sad, because I had actually gone to, I had a few extra hours in Boston. I'd never been to Dougie's place, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to drive out there. Now, he wasn't home, but I drove to his dairy store, and I met these two chickens that were gigantic and happy and such cute chickens, and I fell in love with them. I took their pictures.
They were roosters.
Yeah. The roosters, whatever.
They both got run over in the yard.
And so I was talking to Dougie about it one day on the air. I said, oh, but your roosters, you know, they're the best. And he goes, were.
Oh, boy.
I said, what? He goes, well, I hit one of them. And then I hit the other one.
I only hit one. Somebody else hit the other one.
But I don't really know what your point is now about, you know, people.
I think I've lost my point. I've lost my way here in this conversation because what was a simple discussion about perhaps the do's and don'ts became an attack on the host of the program.
Look, if you
for things that are unreasonable and unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to sit and pout for a while. It's now 19 minutes after the hour with D, J, and V.
Just ask.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to KmartPharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
One of my favorite Prince tunes, and perhaps yours as well. You'll be happy to know, those of you who've been on the edge of your seat, falling off the bed every night, wondering what happened to Prince's estate. An inventory of his has been submitted to a probate court, showing he acquired tens of millions of dollars worth of real estate and other personal property before he died last year. Much of the value of his estate has not been established. There have not been a lot of, he's got unreleased recordings. They got to be worth a lot of money, right?
Dead. I'm sure.
Videos in his vault. He didn't leave a will, which really is an example of somebody that powerful, that well known. Man, that's really irresponsible.
I still can't believe that he didn't have a will.
I can't either. Anyway, he's got about $300 million. Worth of stuff before taxes. Here's another. This is the music segment, so I'm not going to get off on my business about the death tax. But anyway, the asset inventory shows some properties worth $25-26 million. He's got $110,000 in bank accounts. Let's see here. Prince had a 67 10-ounce gold bars worth $840,000.
That's surprising. I mean, do people? I didn't think people did that. Like, how do you?
They
get
do it. They're crazy,
bar?
And they think the world is going to end tomorrow.
But how do you get a gold bar? Like, where do you go for that?
You can go out of the country and buy it.
Really?
Yeah. You can go to Monaco.
But are they regulated? Like, are they worth the same? So it's the price of gold, and that's
right. Whatever you can buy them for. It's like anything else. Bring them. You know, they're worth different amounts depending on where you are.
Wow.
So let's see, what else
that's
he got?
That's fascinating.
His companies had $6 million in cash on hand when he died. Among some of the items that haven't been assigned a value yet, his musical instruments, his jewelry collection. He's got a 2006 Bentley, his Purple Rain motorcycles.
That's going to be, if they all get that off, that would be huge.
The Bentley,
although I think
no
they're
going to
keep... But the motorcycles, I think they would keep on display at Paisley Park, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that everyone wants to see.
Mm. And, yeah, all the trademarks and copyrights also have value as well. So they're having a probate hearing on Thursday to resolve a number of the issues related to the claims from those people who would or would not be related to him.
Remember how many people came forward?
Showed up. Yeah, ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Okay, another neat thing going on. The Carpool Karaoke Show. You know how James Corden got this started as part of his program. There's going to be a show with different hosts. I think I like James Corden doing it, but anyway, John Legend is doing it with Alicia Keys. Who's Billy Eichner? I don't know him.
He's a Broadway guy, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he did a play, but he's a TV comedian. He has a show that's based in New York City called Billy on the Street, and he basically, it's a game show.
He just
walks around and yells at people on the street. He's hilarious. Pairing him with Metallica in a car is going to, that alone is going to be worth the price of admission, because he's a Broadway show tunes guy with Metallica. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Seth MacFarlane with Ariana Grande.
That will be funny, too.
Seth is really talented.
Yeah.
I am interested about the Michael Strahan with Jeff Gordon one, though, because all the other pairings have people who can sing, and I feel like one of the biggest parts
Strahan
of this
can't
is
even
that,
talk.
Well, not that, but I just mean, like, Gordon can sing along with the artists, so I don't know if Strahan will be able to do that. I don't know, maybe it'll be a surprise.
We'll see. It's 28 past the hour.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans, but it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as 1.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Conversational half hour with D. Doug, J. Jennifer, D. Victoria. Kara Schillen at the controls and getting in touch with Victoria Bullis right now. So, whilst that is happening,
I thought we ought to
talk about Marissa Meyer and how much attention she got when she took over Yahoo and the amount of blame that is being focused on her. You may recall, or maybe you know, that Yahoo is being bought out by Verizon. I don't understand the fit there, but I'm not Verizon. Remember they had a deal last year, didn't they get, or a year before, an offer from Microsoft for like $140 billion or something, and they said, nah, we're worth a lot more than that.
And then they got more than that, right, from Verizon?
Yeah. They get, well, they have an offer on the table for $5 billion, which is, if do the math, a little considerably less than $145 or $146 billion, which is what they were offered a couple of years ago. So this lady came in and took the company over. Remember, she was pregnant, and there was all that stuff about how long she was going to be around, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, they got together yesterday, the folks from Yahoo and the folks from Verizon, to see if they could work all of this out so they can get this deal going. They are going to do it, but they're going to fire, or they're going to take Ms. Meyer out. And she's the CEO, but they don't need two CEOs. You got one at Verizon. You don't need one for Yahoo. But the more important side of this is, how relevant is Yahoo anymore? Do people use Verizon? Is among the worst companies in the world.
Yes.
And whatever they're going to do to, you know, bring Yahoo, I don't even understand the fit. What is Yahoo? You're better at this, Victoria, than I am, and understanding some of the technology. I don't see what they get. What is Yahoo? I mean, I get what Yahoo gets. They get $5 billion, but what does Verizon get out of this?
Well, Verizon gets, there are a few properties that Yahoo has that are worth the money. Yahoo Sports is huge, and so that would be their most valuable commodity. Their least valuable is their email, because as we know, they've been hacked several times, and you know, that's been a disaster.
That's why their value is questionable at the moment.
Yeah. I think Yahoo also owns, there's something else that's slipping my mind now that Yahoo also owns that's a hot commodity as well. So there's two main components there that make it worth it to Verizon.
Well, I think one of the things, Yahoo took a big stake in Alibaba, which is basically the Amazon of China. And that may be,
That
may have some value there.
Right. I mean, obviously, Verizon's not stupid. They're not going to make this deal, you know.
They are stupid in the way they deal with their customers. They're really stupid.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But they did ask for a discount after the second email hacking.
Right.
So, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
But Marissa Meyer doesn't stay. Interesting. Mm. All right. Let's see what we can cook up with Victoria Bullis, who's our resident psychic, joins us every week at this time. At Victoria Bullis is how you get her on Twitter. You can go to her website, Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, to engage her in a conversation that may help you today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. It's all about planning. I don't think we've said Happy New Year. Were you here last week? Did I say Happy New Year to you last week? I don't
know. No, you did not.
Oh, well, so here I am saying Happy New Year to you this week.
Happy New Year.
All right, so let's talk about the death certificates for Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. Nothing new here. Debbie Reynolds died of a stroke. Carrie Fisher died from cardiac arrest. What did you sense or feel? I don't know if you ever knew either of them or both of them, but I'm betting a lot of people have asked you, well, most of them, when people talk to you, they talk about themselves. They want to know what you think is going to happen in their health and their wealth, what's going to do, you know, that kind of stuff. But you are often asked by people who are in the media, the news media, to comment on things like, could you see that Debbie Reynolds was going to die, Carrie Fisher and all that stuff. So what was your, when you heard that they had died, what did you think?
Well, as soon as I heard that Carrie Fisher had the heart attack on the plane, I knew that she had a choice and that she could have stayed. And that when she first passed over, she was in so much pain, and she thought of her age and so on, which was unfortunately, irrelevant. She wasn't that old.
No,
she realized that she made a mistake and she could have stayed. And she tried to get her mother to stay. I could see all this.
Really?
So when I heard that she died, I had a feeling that Debbie was going to go too. Now, I didn't know them, had never seen Carrie. Although my guide said, yes, just now, yes, I have. I just didn't recognize her when I saw her. But I have seen Debbie many times. And she was cute and vivacious. Never met her. She said hello to everyone. Lovely person inside and out. And I wasn't surprised when she went. I don't know if that's answering your question or if I'm...
Yeah, okay. Let's go one step further with that. Because I think there's a curiosity factor here with people. What happens? We have the discussion often about reincarnation or past life connections. I wonder how these two were connected. It would seem to me, knowing a little about it and understanding it better than maybe some other people, that it was a visible connection, and sometimes those connections come as love relationships or your parenting relationships. Sometimes they're smooth, sometimes they aren't. So would you say that these two had many past life connections?
Oh, my gosh. They were so tight. If they were men, I would say they were blood brothers. I don't know if there's a term like that for women, but they were definitely and are, on the other side, what you can call twin souls. Their connection was beyond, you know, one of importance, one of closeness. They were, in essence, the same soul.
So is there a learning experience?
Each other, pardon?
Is there a learning experience that comes? I've been told many times in the past life connection stuff that I have that there's a reason for people getting together. Whether you always realize it or not remains to be seen. So what do you think that they had to learn? You observed them. And was what they had to learn that much different than anybody else in their lessons?
That's a good question. I'm going to say something kind of vague, kind of.
Yep.
They had their issues. In fact, they didn't talk, from what I understand, for several years. When they got back together,
right.
They had had to have that break so they could appreciate each other. So their lessons were the kind that it would be good for all of us to have. We're about creation, creating things, opportunities, helping people. They didn't have the money issues that a lot of people have, and they knew it, and they worked it in a good way. So we all have issues, every one of us, and as I've said before many times, and theirs just happened to be on the more plus side.
The plus side.
Well, I mean, they created. They were. I saw things from the get go doing readings, as simple. Explain things to people in a simple way. It just came to me not to talk down to people, but I just started seeing things simply. So what I often say about reincarnation is that we're here to work through lessons, issues from other lifetimes, usually called karma. And then we're also here to create. And then I say, I've said this for 27 years, then, you know, get over working on issues the hard way and start working on the other ones, the creation ones. And that means trips, good relationships, studies of whatever you want, French or computer science, whatever you want. Start creating what you want. They had mega money together and separately. And they had friends. They had the good stuff. They had good health. They had, Carrie, it was bipolar. So those are the other kind to get over. And she really did before she died. I mean, that's a big one. But they had opportunities. They could buy what they wanted. They could travel where they wanted. They donated money. They were philanthropists. They were on the creation side for the most part, especially in the later years of Carrie's life. Am I explaining myself well or not?
Yeah, no, I think, but you're in a general way. I think sometimes we ask people like you and others who are sensitive, questions that are specific. Most people want to know about themselves, but I want to take a broader approach most of the time to these issues, just using them as an example. I mean, I would think it would be interesting to do a reading for that woman who is the CEO of Yahoo. Who's now going to resign from the board. We were just talking about her a minute ago. I would think that would make a very interesting conversation. And you meet with people who have big jobs and are important in society. You meet with the regular people as well. I think what I always am interested in is in probing with you especially, where your mind goes or how you feel. It may not even be your mind. It may be just, I don't know what the definition of your connection is, but it's when you look at a picture, I'm looking at this picture of this woman who runs Yahoo, and I'm thinking, okay, I can tell some things by looking at her myself. Is it fair? I don't think it's being judgmental. I think that's the question. Are you being judgmental, or are you being factual in the answers that you give to people?
Well, which road am I going to take, the low road or the high road?
Well,
I have been doing this so long that it's not in my mind, it's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've asked you this before, I'm sure I have over the years I've known you. But if people say to me, how do you get your information? Do you use a Ouija board? No. Do you use a crystal ball? No. And I often come back with a question myself. So the question is, have you ever heard that after 7 years, we've replenished every cell in our body? bone is taking the longest? And most people, if I ask that question, will say yes. So I say I've been doing this going on 30 years, so I've replenished every cell in my body at least four times. Mm-hmm. And so, in other words, it's in my cells. It's a, I do this all the time,
DNA.
Day in and day out.
Right.
And on radio, in sessions, and so on. So it's no longer what I do. It's in me. Mm-hmm. I talk to somebody, and I know things immediately.
Right.
And in a way that transcends what they look like, because I do it on the phone,
yeah.
What their voice sounds like. Anybody can have voice lessons. Anybody can look differently, walk differently. And we judge people by what we see and hear immediately. I go into what is in the heart of the matter. And I'm not bragging. I mean, I had to develop this over the years. And sometimes I didn't know what I was developing. It just was practice until it was perfect. Some things I studied.
There's a sensitivity that's there. I didn't do this, and we don't have time to do it now, but I think maybe when you visit with us next time, we ought to take the new year and see what's in store for all of us, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me. I think that, again, gives a good idea. If you'd like to have that question answered by Victoria, reach her at Victoria Bullis or Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com. Thanks, Victoria. It's now 47 past the hour with DJV.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Chuck Curry is not with us today. Victoria and Karen and I focusing on some of the music, the movie Hidden Fences, or
figures.
Hidden Figures, or Hidden Faces, or whatever it's. I'm just following along with everybody else who's done that. Yada, yada. All right, so what's this? This music is from that movie, yeah?
Yes, and Pharrell Williams did pretty much the entire soundtrack. I think he worked on more than half of the song, so this is a song with him and another singer. I like it. It's really
good.
Did
he work on the music for La La Land too? Do I remember that? No? Yes?
No, John Legend is in La La Land.
So, what else has Pharrell done besides this? Didn't he done something recently with another movie?
I weirdly feel like he worked on Finding Dory, but I don't actually know if that's true or not.
Yeah, but it's very lucrative, by the way. All these people who are involved in the music business, doing a soundtrack or being involved in the musical soundtrack of a movie, very good business for these good business for these people.
Well, Pharrell also did the score. So this is the soundtrack of all the songs, but he also, he and Hans Zimmer did the score together of the whole movie. So he's really branching out into doing new things.
Well, there's a lot of people who have done that. A lot of people that you would know for other reasons. For example, Justin Hayward, who's the lead singer of the Moody Blues. His business has been, through the years, he's very creative in terms of writing and stuff, but he's done that same thing. A lot of movies that were produced in Europe, he did the score for. He figured, he has whatever orchestra he uses, but he figures out. And I don't, what kind of a mind can do that? Look at a scene. John Williams, by the way, said in an interview, he's never seen a Star Wars movie all the way through after it's been scored. He's looked at the scenes where they want music, and written scores or gotten the music together, but he has never watched one Star Wars movie from beginning to end.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty fascinating.
And his music is so impactful in Star Wars. I mean,
makes it
incredible, yeah.
When I first heard that Rogue Nation didn't have his music in it, I thought, oh my God, this is going to be terrible. But if you listen to it carefully, the themes of his music are there,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end it just explodes with the the Star Wars theme.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, let's talk about this movie, Hidden Figures, in a matter of moments here. It's quite a phenomenon. 56 past the hour.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes ink and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
All right, let's get to it here. Hidden Figures, the number two movie of the weekend. Number one, Rogue Nation. Hidden Figures did, what, about $24, $25 million in business. I think this movie will have legs because word of mouth is superb on it, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And a good role for Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Did you see it?
He's also one of the leads. I have not seen it yet, but I'm excited to.
Yeah, I want to go see it. I probably will sometime this weekend. But it is one of those things that, you know, people say if it doesn't, and people, that's a vague statement in and of itself, but there are those who would tell you that if it isn't a CGI or an action flick, it's not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
There are more and more examples, I think, of movies like this tell a great story. They do well. Look at La La Land. Look at how well it's done.
Yeah.
It's a musical, for God's sakes.
Right.
So I think that's, I really think it sort of throws in the face of those who argue there's a certain element. There's a lot of different people, a lot of different ideas, a lot of different preferences. So why do we say it's got to be this way or that way?
You know, right.
Keep bringing the variety, and there'll be support for it, I think. I'm very excited about some of the movies that I've seen on tap that are scheduled for this year. And, yeah, Hidden Figures, great story. I'm told go see it, so go see it. 59 past the hour here with DJV.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.